What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya!
And man, is it ever dark up in here. It is super dark. That's what you get for coming in here. Man, I gotta tell you, I've always wanted to be proficient in the skills, but you know what, Ninja Steve? You bring the nunchucks and protect us, and that is very, very efficient.
Yeah, because occasionally, folks, when you are in the darkness that we live, some spooky, scary stuff can happen.
Absolutely.
And occasionally you have to defend yourself in the dark.
You know, it's really all about taking care of yourself and staying protected, and it's nice to not only be protected by our infrastructure, but we have an on-staff ninja. Like, Ninja Steve, thanks a lot for protecting us.
Hey, it's what I do, you know, in my off time. I don't think this is my on time, so it's a time that I'm on.
It's definitely on. We are definitely on time.
We are. It's the perfect time.
It is the perfect time to be around and in time.
Yeah, and you know, even ZZ Top would say we're back in time.
Oh, absolutely. Their beards would tell you directly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many times you can flip a guitar, you know where you're at, Thought After Dark.
Oh, hells yeah, and that's believable.
That is believable, or it's unbelievable.
It is pretty unbelievable. I can honestly say in the Thought Hour After Dark, we go to some unbelievable places.
We do. We take you places where you need to go. We take you places where you don't need to go and take you places where you need to be.
And we also take you to places where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. We take you anywhere you want, basically. We're here for you folks, you know. We're the LeVar Burton of internet radio casting.
I would definitely say we are a Fabar Tar-Urton as well. I would agree with that statement, Ninja Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, top notch.
Oh, absolutely.
Big fan.
Hashtag that, top notch. That's a legitimate case in forefront. Yeah. But speaking of cases,
yeah,
I'm getting word that we have a very, very, very interesting top-notch guest tonight.
I've definitely heard that we have a guest of stature that is above the rest. I mean, it's not like the preliminary round, it's the finals.
No, it's like the final countdown.
It's up there. He might be top of the line.
From what I'm understanding, folks, is Deckard Cain, as you all are aware, he has a tendency to lose his head.
Mm-hmm. It's happened more than once.
It's absolutely happened more than twice.
Yeah, but folks. But staples, duct tape, and fishing wine can only go so far.
Yeah, you know, you can spend a lot of money on these resources to bring a man's head back together with his neck, but sometimes it's not always going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fall off again. And so, you know what? We have an understanding the reason why Deckard Cain was in Africa is because he was out there finding a very specific doctor to help him with his condition of head falling off all the time.
Yeah, so later on, we got a guy who's proficient in reattaching heads.
On the show tonight.
Yeah.
And folks, I got to understand something for you. This is definitely not your normal day surgeon, because somebody who can reattach a head,
it's impressive, you know, and we might have an on-air demonstration. I'm going to try to find me a victim and remove their head, and he might be able to attach it.
Man, tonight is such an action-packed night.
We'll see if this is happening. It might work.
Man, if you want to come down to the, if you can find your way to this dark down here, you can come and be that person, the volunteer.
Yeah, we do accept donations.
We do.
Yeah, so if you feel like donating.
And renovations.
Yeah, so if you want to donate your neck and head area to my sword, please feel free.
Because believe me, folks, and when I say believe me, remember me as well, we wouldn't be bringing a doctor that can do such amazing things if we wouldn't be willing to do it to you as a guest.
Yeah. So, we have that going on. We have other things going on, too.
There's a lot of things going on.
This is a show that's stacked. It's like
action stacked packed.
Yeah, it's like taking 15 Asian cheerleaders and stacking them on top of each other and then putting a boulder on top of that.
Oh, absolutely.
And then having Donkey Kong there.
Absolutely. He was there and he was showing up and he was, you know, handing out lollipops to the crowd and it was a good deal.
Well, you know, lollipops really can spice a crowd up. It really depends. I mean, I know from a matter of a fact that if you hand out too many wild cherries, it can be a little crazy.
Oh, topsy-turvy would be the best way to describe that, Ninja Steve. So, I witnessed a town go to shambles over those types of lollipops.
Yeah, and so you got to basically make sure there's a flavor assortment. Because without that, you know, people are going to dictate what they want and, you know.
And there could be violence.
Yeah, lollipop violence.
Lollipop violence is dangerous.
Yes, that's just not a good thing to have.
No.
You know?
You don't want to wreck and turn your town into a ghost town. Because, folks, if your town becomes a ghost town, it will become for sale.
Yeah, and if it's for sale, I might buy it.
And if Ninja Steve buys it, how would you feel about having him in his town? I would really appreciate you having my town.
Yeah. And then, too, you know, with all this money that we're getting paid, I could afford it.
Yeah, you could, Ninja Steve.
Yeah.
In fact, we could open up a Ninja Steve town.
Yeah, Ninja Steve town.
Ninja Steve town. I think that's a great place.
That would be a place where...
I would build buildings there with not my bare hands.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
It would.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just one thing that we got going on. There's, you know...
There's a plethora of things going on.
Dang right. I'm going to have to
plethora
agree.
Of the monster, even.
Yeah, there's a monster.
Hello there. I'm Dr. Noah. Dr. Noah Hackenjaw, Head and Neck Attachment and Alignment Specialist. At my practice, your neck and your head never cease to be, because your head and neck will always be amazed to be, back together one another. With my special technology and all my years of studying and practicing on people who have been losing their heads for dozens and dozens of years, I have come up with a solution how to attach and realign your neck. So all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is come to my practician, and I will make sure and get you reconnected. I have helped out many illustrious, famous folks out there who were in definite need of some realignment. Ask Deckard Cain. Deckard Cain was a proud member of my first achievement, and his head is back together and better than ever. But don't just take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. Call me up and get your head attached. Get your neck aligned. And make sure and do it with a smile.
One time, I was riding a roller coaster, and they said, hey, don't stand up. But you know what I'm thinking? It's more fun if you stand up. And sure as behold, my neck and head removed. Good for me. There was Dr. Noah Hackenjaw. He reattached my neck and head, and it's just like new.
And one time I was outside, and I happened to see some young gentlemen flexing their pistols. I told them to get off my lawn. I was shot in the neck. But as you can tell, I'm back, and I'm here again. Get off my lawn!
That's right. Don't just take my word for it. Come down to the clinic and get your head and neck attached. Woo! Man, Ninja Steve.
What is up?
Wow. Ninja Steve, I'm happy to be here.
It's a good day to be here, you know? It's a good evening. I mean, the moon is out. I mean, the moon roof has been pulled back for, you know, before we even started the show. It was just too nice out there.
It was just, yeah. The sometimes, folks, you may think that it's all about the night, but sometimes the night carries over from the day, and the day carries over from the night, and it provides a stellar appearance.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I like to play Connect the Stars, and it can be pretty interesting. You get to make up a lot of shapes.
You can.
Yeah.
I've heard there's a belt up there.
There is a belt. There is a radiator.
Ooh.
There is a piston.
Oh, wow.
There's probably a couple other car parts.
Do you think there'd be a dumpster by chance?
There's a Duke.
A Duke? Oh, wow. Yes, man.
He's a Drozzy.
Oh, wow. I am a huge fan of that, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
So, it's pretty good.
But, man, you know what? I'm also a huge fan of knowing the fact that my friend... My best friend in the entire world, Deckard Cain, folks.
I love that guy.
Knowing that... Yeah, Deckard Cain. Give it up for Deckard Cain.
Just for this guy.
Knowing that your neck is back together and everything's good, I see you over there. He's with the guests right now, folks.
Glad to have him here today.
Dr. Noah Hackenjaw is over there shaking his hands. Deckard Cain, once again, thanks again. So I bring to you, and he brings to us, Dr. Noah Hackenjaw.
Yeah, Noah Hackenjaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hello there, Ninja Steve and Wazis Miller. It's a pleasure to be here. Deckard Cain, thanks again.
Well, it's good to have a neck and head realignment specialist here.
Yeah, that's amazing technology. I wasn't even aware that was physically possible.
Yeah, how'd you come about that?
Well, you know, it took a lot of time and a lot of space and a lot of practice. Understanding the physics and the anatomy of what I do, it's a lot of work. And you got to make sure and you got to practice and you got to be safe and learn how to reattach.
Yeah, well, I guarantee, you know, we're going to have to work out a little side deal. We'll have to talk about it after the show.
Yeah, because, folks, I know Ninja Steve. He is a master specialist. He has a PhD in neck and head severing.
Yes. I mean, I have my own practice that's a neck and head severing specialist. And maybe me and him will have to work together.
You know, right? I appreciate that, Ninja Steve. I gotta honestly say, you providing with that is just, it's really helping me out. It's giving me a lot of time, and I gotta really pat you on the back, kid. You're really doing a good job out there.
Well, you know, I'll take thank you. I appreciate, you know, the working arrangement. We'll have to definitely continue, discuss a little more about it after the show.
Absolutely. You know, we're putting together some fundraising and some different things out there. And I think, Ninja Steve, you could definitely be a spokesperson for what we're trying to achieve at my clinic.
Well, we'll talk after the show. But, you know, that's more for us, not for the fans out there. Because this more is the show. We got many of fans out there.
Yeah, you know, folks, you're all listening right now to Dr. Noah Hackenjaw, and I honestly say I'm not the best at coming up with questions, because to be completely honest with you, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Well, you know, I barely have an idea what's going on.
Well, nope. I could tell you're a little confused there, Wazis Miller, but understand this. Everybody has a time and their place in their life when they get in a situation where they lose their head. Unfortunately, Deckard Cain, he loses his head quite often, but that's not going to be a problem anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's a happy bugger.
I can honestly say, Deckard Cain has got the biggest smile on his face right now. He's pretty happy.
Minimal scar tissue? How long does that last on an average?
Well, actually, you know what? The technology, what happens over time, is after I apply my gentle, firm touch and apply my gentle, firm attachment, the skin develops. You don't even have scars. The scars go away, and they heal themselves, and you don't even know you had the procedure.
That's pretty impressive.
Man, I'm
gonna have to say. Yeah.
So you basically have found a way to not only reattach the neck, but it's almost like it regenerates and reheals itself.
Well, that's not actually what it is. It's a little bit more advanced, Ninja Steve. I think you'd probably have a better understanding of this, being one who separates the neck and the head on a regular basis. I think you would understand more than this Wazis Miller guy here. But can you explain to them the delocation process?
Well, you know, when I go about the severing process, I use a standard 3.5 foot long katana blade. Extraordinarily
prime choice. Prime choice. I have to compliment you on that.
Yes, extraordinarily sharp. Basically, I use
diamond cut 115 or 3.
I do the 3.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, the 115 just really isn't enough grade. But nonetheless, I go with just a one cut precision maneuver. You know, preferably with the inside of the right arm.
Strong work.
Yeah, just a slash, and then the head just goes. You know, it makes the noise, but it's clean. It's crisp. You know, I don't prefer the rip and tear. You have to basically have a good sever.
Absolutely.
Or it's harder to attach.
You know, Ninja Steve, you really know your stuff about that. That you could actually have a professional career in surgery.
Well, I have to look into that. Maybe when I retire.
But for now, you know, not to interrupt you guys, I'm enjoying your guys' conversation, Dr. Noah Hackenjaw. But Ninja Steve... Yeah, he does that. That's what he does in his spare time, but at the same time, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's just what I do. But we should talk about you and what you're up to, Noah.
Well, what I'm up to is I'm really just trying to get this practice undergoing and really spread the word out there about the separation of the necks and how I can bring them back together.
I see that, but can you explain to us, you seem to be dressing quite nice, and you have a lot of fancy digs.
Well, I can honestly say we're doing very successful, and business is up, and as is my company. My company's up, stocks are up, everyone's happy, employees are paid, tables are fed, children are happy.
So you just, so he seems to have a steady income of decapitated heads coming your way.
There seems to be an uprise lately, and I'm not really 100% sure why, other than I know that you're doing a good job to help out the community with the wasteful things. But I don't 100% think that's 100% of my business, but I will say, there are people out there who really just needed a leg up and a head up on the competition. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, we're glad you were here. You know, we're glad you could provide that service for people. So folks out there, if you've ever got your head decapitated or removed, or if you know somebody who has.
Yeah, we're glad that Deckard Cain could find that for himself. And, you know, he's a cared person within the family we've got going here. And I'm glad to know that you helped him out, Dr. Drew Hackenjaw.
Yes, thanks, guy.
Well, thank you very much. It was an honor to be on the show today. Ninja Steve, it was an honor to finally meet you. I've been listening to the show for a while now. I tuned back in episode 6. I really enjoyed what you did. Your work is very good, and we'll have to connect again after this.
Definitely. We'll talk. Meet me in the black room after the show, and we'll hang out there, and we'll go over some business.
We'll chop it up. We'll chop up some business.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Noah Hackenjaw, and come back anytime.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
I think somebody's going to get an extra paycheck.
I'm happy for you, Ninja Steve. It sounds like you have business elsewhere. And
well, I'll trickle down. Don't worry.
Oh, absolutely. You know, no, I'm not worried about that. I think that that's very swell work. But, man, that guy's just – he's successful.
He developed procedures, and they seem to work. Deckard Cain's a living example that head reattachment surgery is possible.
Well, see, from what I understand, that when you discover a medical procedure and you perfect that medical procedure – it's paydays. And not the candy.
Yeah, I mean, that would be delicious.
No, it would be chocked full of nuts and caramel. Yes. Delicious.
Yeah. But whatchamacallit?
Oh, whatchamacallit, man. All I can think about is breakdancing.
What about O. Henry?
Oh, who is not O. Henry fanned?
Who's a Zero?
Man.
Baby Ruth?
One thing I will say about Zeros, though, when you eat one of those, you are so empty that you float.
Are you flying on the Milky Way?
You could be. You could be, or you're sneakering.
Understandable. What about a peanut butter cup?
A peanut butter cup? I am a fan of a peanut butter cup. As anybody who's listened to the show knows, Wazis Miller is a fan.
You know, if they made grape-flavored Miracle Whip peanut butter cups, I would eat those.
Man, maybe we should sit in for that. I mean, we've been around long enough now that I'm sure somebody would probably help us out with that.
You know, the tasty Miracle Whip outside with the grape inside, it would just be delicious.
Wow.
In a cup form.
That's revolutionary.
For edible delicatessence.
It's some delicatessence, I would say.
Yeah, it's a delectable delight
it
for
is.
Your palate, dude.
Ninja Steve, are you aware that I've been working on a dictionary of sorts?
I've heard a little bit about this dictionary.
Yeah, I'm just kind of coming up with notes and stuff about it, but I think I'm going to pitch the idea and try to make it.
All right, well, that's a good idea.
Do you think that's something I should try to get behind? What do you folks think? Do you think I should put together a dictionary?
Well, you know, I would put a dictionary together if I had enough dictionaries.
Yeah.
To do it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it takes a lot of dictionaries to do a dictionary.
It does. I hope that's something I can find.
Well, you could get a hold of those.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think I will start making that a personal quest.
You got to start gathering words, though.
And then, I do.
When you put those, they take a lot of room.
Hmm. I need to find room.
Well, you know, you've got closets.
How do you define room?
You can get some closets or some, like, storage shelves. You can put some words on there.
But what about the wars?
The war of the words?
Oh, the wars.
The wards?
Yeah, they have wards, don't they, in the storage?
They do.
And I don't need that.
Have you ever had tired feet?
Man, my feet are tired.
Do you wish your feet could pack the pounds?
They always hurt, they're tired.
Lift the limits.
Wish I could push myself farther.
Will you need Feet Strength and All?
Ooh.
Feet Strength and All is a feet strength enhancer. Feet Strength and All is a chemical strength enhancer for your feet. It'll help you infuse power into the bottom parts of your foot. So if you have Feet Strength and All, you'll never feel defeat.
Nope.
Do you need a baby? Are you tired of not having a baby when you want a baby? Do you think baby should be in your convenience? Well, we provide that service for you. We are Dial-A-Baby. Not only do we Dial-A-Baby, but we make sure and deliver a Dial-A-Baby to you in 30 minutes or less. When you lose your kids at the mall, when you lose your kids at the playground, when you lose your kids in general, don't waste time not having your kid. Get out and Dial-A-Baby.
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 Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Thank you for calling Dial-A-Baby. How may I help you?
I lost my child. I don't know where he's at. I don't know. He was playing on the swings and now he's gone.
Calm down, ma'am. We're able to help you at 1-800-Dial-A-Baby. What kind of baby are you looking for?
Small Caucasian.
Small Caucasian? Yeah. Hair preference? Color?
Red.
Red hair?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we got one of those in stock.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. So, boy or girl?
A girl.
All right, so we got one redheaded girl.
Oh, thank you so
Caucasian.
Much.
Caucasian. All right, and a preferable name to go by?
Shannon.
Shannon. All right, so we got one Caucasian redhead child named Shannon, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, thank you for dialing 1-800-DIAL-A-BABY. We'll have her there in 30 minutes or less.
Oh, thank you so much.
1-800-DIAL-A-BABY.
Well, a long time ago out there in space, there's lots of different things going on, but the most common problem out there in this space that we live in is horse theft. But horse theft wasn't just a common thing all the time. There was one place in particular in space that horse theft was going on the most. And that place was Planet Ginyu. And on this particular day, on this particular space day, a girl wept in sorrow.
I wish someone wouldn't have stolen my horses. I wish there was a strong man here for my help me.
Good luck for you there, little missy, that Space Sheriff Apollo Saddle Rock came to help.
Oh, thank you! Who's that engine with you?
Well, that, my darling, is my old pal, Little Star.
I'm not just Indian. I am also a supreme tracker.
Yeah, he'll help me find anything, them varmints who stole your dang horses.
Oh, thank you. They were wearing black, and they were wearing the Double D Ranch patches on them. I know it must be them.
And without a moment's notice, Sheriff Saddle Rock and Little Star fashioned up their space horses. But not only was it a space horse, it was a very special space horse. But we'll get into that in a few moments as they approach.
Well, hey there, Little Star. How about you put your ear down and listen to them space rocks and let us know if you hear any of them space rustlers around?
That is a good idea, Apollo Rock. I will listen with my ear to this ground and hear the spaceman sound.
So what does it say?
From the north, the spacemen are there.
Well, I'll be darned. If it wasn't for you and your nifty engine tracking skills, this job would be a lot harder. I'm glad I sure got you around. Let's go get those punks.
All right.
I see them right over there.
Who's that over there? Is that Sheriff? That's Sheriff Saddle Rock. Who that Indian with him? Let's get out of here before they come over here and disrupt us.
Well, you ain't gonna get away from me that easy. If we're gonna have to do it, it's gonna be a space horse race. Well, good for me. I'm not just riding any old space horse. I'm riding one of a kind, special space horse. Made by Dr. Gizmo. It's the fastest space horse ever made. With a nuclear engine and a phantom charger.
Stay back! These horses are mine! You're not gonna take these horses!
You guys better knock it off. These horses don't belong to you.
What are you doing? You're standing up on your horse! You're a crazy man!
Well, take that, you varmints. That's what you get for stealing space horses. Little Star, I didn't mean to have to jump off my horse there, but things had to get done.
I didn't know you could ride so strongly.
It's okay, Little Star. So, now that we got all these horses here, we gotta take them back.
Wait a minute. Would you like me to take one of the horses?
Don't worry about it, Little Star. I'm gonna ride all three horses home.
Next time, out there in the space, Saddle Rock and Little Star face off against diabolical measures in the violent, rip-torn, rip-rootin', space-shootin', dun da 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 da
Yeehaw! Ninja Steve.
What up?
We are live in the Willow Terms.
Man, dude, I'm just glad. I feel better about my head getting cut off.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to really live under the scrutiny and the fear of losing my head because I know that on the payroll we have a great doctor.
Definitely, you know, and if it isn't barbecue and bass with a fishing pole or basically smashing somebody with a pole, you never know.
Yeah, you don't really know.
You never know what's going to happen here, folks. I'm glad that you could be a part of the virtual adventure that is what it is.
It is. It's definitely a virtual adventure. You could plug yourself into a system and you can run yourself with it.
Yeah, you know, I wish the lawnmower man would come over and mow my lawn.
Man, I have been really waiting for some premium lawn care from that guy.
Yeah, because he would mow your cyber lawn.
Oh, he doesn't waste time with... He doesn't even need MP3 players. All these kids nowadays, they think they have to have some kind of plug into their ear or their head or their cell phone. He wouldn't waste time with that.
No, he wouldn't. He would just be doing it.
Yeah, especially when he knows that there's a job to be done.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how smart he is or anything like that.
Yeah, because he is really focused on putting in work, and he puts his work in, and he accomplishes.
Yeah, and he's just a top-notch kind of guy, just like us.
Yeah, I would definitely say you could hashtag him. He's a definite guy. Honestly, from my understanding, he was dead, but if he's not dead, if he could have his head reattached, he's always welcome on the show.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm a fan of digitally enhancing things. I'm a fan of digitally enhancing the world, digitally enhancing life.
You know what, Wasis Miller? I think it's time to go over the top here.
Is it time to go over the top?
I really think so.
Oh, man.
So, you know what, Wasis Miller and the fucking PSC are going to wake up. We're getting ready here, folks.
Live right now, folks. This is happening. You don't really understand what's happening.
Yes.
Because I don't understand what's happening, but we are going over the top.
Oh, man. Wasis Miller's got testing arm, forearm strength.
It's because it's super glued. He's going over the top, folks. For some reason, he's going over the top. Oh, my God.
That was good.
Well, thank God that we have... Close. Folks, thank God that we actually have the surgeon, because for some reason, Deckard Cain just lost his head.
Yeah, again. But you know what? That happens when people go over the top.
Man. You know,
I was impressed. Nice. Good job.
You know, strong work. Strong work. You know, sometimes you got to do your Pilates, folks.
Yeah.
You know,
if
you ever get in a situation where you have to go over the top, the only thing that's going to take care of you is turning that hat to the side, back side, and you go over the top of Pilates.
Yeah. I mean, if you're ever in the, Pilates.
Yeah.
Or yoga.
You know, I apparently think that people that represent diamonds like yoga, but I don't know what that means.
What is yoga?
I don't know. I think
it's a toga?
I think it's a sport, yeah.
Is it like, now, I got a question. Now, if you do enough of it, how many fireballs are you allowed to shoot a day?
Well, you know, I think really...
Flame!
There's definitely...
Fire!
There's definitely a ministry in guarding into your fireball shooting.
Yeah.
Because I actually, once upon a time, this is a little bit of back history, folks. Right now, you're hearing some inside stuff that you would normally hear on Special After Dark. They got those. But I trained in the art of shooting fireballs.
Really?
It was a short summer of my life, but I figured it was a good thing to do. I figured getting in the times, dealing with things, and dealing with problems would be best solved by fireball shooting.
Yes, so for all you fans out there who want to channel your inner Hado, and you want to master the art of throwing fireballs, it only takes a summer.
It does, but I honestly failed, so that's probably why we have what we have. And
could you, like, light a pilot light?
Well, you know, if I have a long enough stick, I can.
What about, like a barbecue?
I enjoy barbecue, yes.
Can you hado that?
I've hadoed some barbecues before. I was actually kicked out afterwards, but at the end of it, it was still good times.
I hadoed at a bar mitzvah.
Ooh.
And from what I was not aware of, that's not appropriate.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's not appropriate to hado in closed circuit situations.
Yeah, especially bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So
for some reason, there's broken glass on there. If someone falls into it, it could get bad.
No, you know, and then bars, people are drinking, and it's just really out of hand.
Yeah. You know what that makes me think about for some reason?
What?
A fifth element. What is that?
Well, that's a discussion for another day.
Another day?
Or another
what about another night?
Maybe. Could be. An unsolved mystery.
Do 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 do. What?
What?
It's like...